Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we give you praise. All the glory, all the praise. Oh, Lord, we praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we praise your name. All the glory, all the praise. Oh, Lord, we praise your name. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we praise your name. All the glory, all the praise, oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Oh Lord, we praise your name. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him. Come on, TMC family. Praise him. Lift up your hands and give him praise. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, he's worthy, oh yes, he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Why don't you praise him right now? Praise him. Don't wait till later. Praise him. Oh, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, he's worthy, oh yes, he's worthy. He's worthy to be praise. Come on and praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior. Jesus, wonderful Savior. Jesus, precious Savior. Jesus, he's our Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he's worthy to be praised. Let's celebrate our King. He's the ruler of everything. Let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. Let's celebrate our King. He's the ruler of everything. Let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. Let's celebrate our King. He's the ruler of everything. Let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. He's worthy of our praise. Lord God of ancient of faith, let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. He's worthy of our praise. Lord God and ancient of faith, let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. Let's celebrate our King. He's the ruler of everything. Let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. He's worthy of our praise. Lord God and ancient of faith, let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. He's awesome and glorious, excellent King. He's worthy of all of our praise. Righteous and glorious, so let's lift him up. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. He's righteous and glorious, ever victorious. He's reigning over us. He's a great God, righteous and glorious, ever victorious. He's reigning over us. He's a great God, righteous and glorious, ever victorious. He's reigning over us. He's a great God. Won't you say this morning? He's a great God. Every day he is. He's a great God. TMC family, he's a great God. God is. Yes, he is. He's a great God. He is a great God. He's a great God. He is a great God. He is a great God. He is a great God. He's a great God. Let's celebrate our King. Hallelujah. He's the ruler of everything. Let's lift his name on high. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. Come on, TMC, we praise our King. Come on, Zion, we praise our King. go put your hands together and give God the praise.
Go ahead, Dr. Pakola.
This is a joyous day, thank you, Lord. As we are celebrating, yes, the second day of Kwanzaa, and you all are in the midst of running to internal medicine right now. But I want to say thank God that we have made it to the last Monday of 2021. What a blessing. And as we prepare for 2022, every heart, please come in and consecrate yourself with prayer and fasting as we will kick that off the first Monday of this year with me praying and getting us ready for those 40 days. Minister Ruth, I absolutely love you and this TMC staff, TMC family. Have a super fantastic ending of this year. God bless you all.
Well, bless you, my sister. Thank you, one of our co-founders, Dr. Pakola, sounding stronger this morning. Praise the Lord. Well, Lord, we come to you in prayer. We come to you with self-determination. We come to you as today represents the second day of Kwanzaa, and that is Kujuka Gulia in Swahili, that we have self-determination. We reach deep inside of ourselves, Lord, inside of this miraculous body and mysterious system that you've given us, Lord. We just bless your name, Lord, and we thank you and we honor you with everything, with our very being, with our essence, with our spirit, Lord. Refresh and renew our minds. Regenerate our hearts and spirits. Give us a heart for forgiveness. Bless our co-founders, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Continue to infuse in them your righteousness and your Holy Spirit. Stir up the gifts within each and every one of them, Lord. Go before us on this fast, Lord. Go before us as we pray and have supplication and meditate upon you, and keep our minds open to hear from you so we know how to move, live, and breathe and plan for the upcoming year. Lord, we bless the Artist Life family. We bless all businesses, entrepreneurs, every member of our TMC leadership call and extended family and friends from far and wide. Everyone who gets on this call gets up early in the morning with a mind stayed on you. They want to hear your word. They want to hear the worship and praise. They want to hear how to get connected to this very call and share it with others. Some people don't have anything to lean on in the morning, no spiritual vitamins, no encouragement. They're barely hanging on by a thread, but they can call in 5 days a week and join this call. And as a matter of fact, 7 days a week, we are continuously praying and receiving prayer requests. Go before us, lead, guide, and protect us. Lord, bless the speaker this morning. Give them the wisdom to speak your word. Host, are you with us?
I am with you, Minister Ruth. Can you hear me?
Yes. Prophet Kai, bless you, my sister. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you to our beautiful songbird out in California at O Dark 30, Minister Tiffany, for ushering us into the presence of the Lord with worship this morning. And thank you, Minister Ruth, for seating and greeting us this morning and opening us up with prayer. I say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. I am Prophet Kai, and I am in the great city and state of DeSoto, Texas this morning, and we welcome you all to the Master's Call with the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together to give God the praise, glory, and honor that is due him here on the Master's Call. This call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pakola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission. And that mission is to enrich, empower, and enhance believers as they begin their day. And we know that when God gave the mandate, he also founded this call on scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call with prayer. We end this call in prayer. And we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. We know that this call has a website, which is themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And there we have the speaker's bios. All of the messages have been archived and recorded. If you are feeling led by the Lord to become a part of this blessed ministry as a psalmist, a greeter, a host, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can leave all of your information at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And either our prayer general, Minister Brenda, or our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, will get back with you. The new morning motivational call is immediately following this call, and it's held each Monday through Friday by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life who give us vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 667-770-1525. And the pin code is 29467. I'm having all sorts of problems this morning. 294-617-POUND. That's 294-617-POUND. So I will come back with more announcements after our mouthpiece with the message this morning comes forward with our socks off, including the announcement about our fast. We will give you more information at the end of the call about the fast and the preparation for the fast and when we will be kicking that fast meeting off. But this morning we are going to introduce our speaker, who truly needs no introduction. She is one of our co-founders. She is none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is a graduate of Oral Roberts University. She is a woman after God's own heart. She will correct you with love. She is a prophet. She is my senior prophet. She is truly a woman who desires to lead others to Christ, to help you grow in that which God has called you to. So I'm going to get out of the way so that we can continue to be blessed by the Word of God and introduce to some and present to others our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for that truly heartfelt introduction, as we are both here in DeSoto, Texas. Have had a fabulous Christmas celebration, celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior here with family at my younger brother's house today. And I want to thank Ms. Tiffany, Minister Tiffany Songbert, for truly ushering us into the presence of the Lord this morning. Thank you for that anointed time of worship and song, followed by our dear Minister Ruth there in Atlanta. Thank you for greeting and seating our entire Master's Call family as they came on the line, and so grateful and excited to see so many of you from coast to coast and Canada even joining us. And we so appreciate you, and to literally each and every one of you on the line. Our hearts are full, as you heard many of us, our co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts, give her a shout-out. We salute and honor her. And we just thank you all sincerely for being a part of this journey with the Master's Call. We don't take it for granted. There's a lot of other things people could be doing, but to catch our vision and to give legs and wings to our vision, and we are so, so grateful. Well, as Minister Ruth did mention, that we are in the second day of Kwanzaa, and that is something I will talk more about on the morning motivational call. But the history that I prefer to give right now is our upcoming celebration this New Year's Eve of the history of Watch Night Service, the history of Watch Night Service. Another thing that the Lord gave me for this 2021 was habits of holiness in God's Word will rule and reign in our lives. We all need habits of holiness in God's Word. See, many churches across the country, this year mainly virtually, will watch and anticipate great things from the Lord on New Year's Eve as we cross over into 2022. Many Christians celebrate through a watch night service, not really understanding or embracing the historical and spiritual significance of New Year's Eve or watch night. So let me give a brief history of what watch night service is all about, the history of watch night service. See, at the stroke of midnight on December 31st, 1862, the new year was ushered in, and at 12:01 a.m. on January 1st, 1863, all slaves in the Confederate States were declared legally free. See, many of you who live or grew up in black communities in the United States have probably heard of Watch Night Services, the gathering of faith of the faithful in churches on New Year's Eve. But are you aware of its history? The service usually begins anywhere from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. and ends at midnight with the entrance of the new year. Now, some folks come to church first before going out to celebrate other ways. And for many of us, church is the only New Year's Eve event. Many assumed that watch night service was a fairly standard Christian religious service, made a bit more Afrocentric, because that's what happens when elements of Christianity become linked with the black church. Still, it was obvious that predominantly white churches, Christian churches, did not include Watch Night Service on their calendars, but focused instead on Christmas Eve programs. In fact, there were instances where clergy in mainline denominations wondered aloud about the propriety of African Americans linking a religious service to a secular holiday like New Year's Eve. However, there is a reason for the importance of New Year's Eve services in African American congregations. The watch night service in black communities that we celebrate today can be traced back to gatherings across the South on December 31st, 1862, first known as Freedom's Eve. Freedom's Eve. On that night, blacks came together in churches and private homes all across the nation, anxiously awaiting news that the Emancipation Proclamation by President Abraham Lincoln had actually become law. Then, at the stroke of midnight, it became January 1st, 1863, and all slaves in the Confederate States were declared legally free. And when the news was received, there were prayers, shouts, and songs of joy throughout the South as people fell to their knees and thanked their Lord and Savior. Ever since, black folks have traditionally gathered in churches annually on New Year's Eve, praising God for bringing them safely through another year. But many did not realize the historic value. So culturally, historically, Watch Night Service, Freedom Eve, celebrates the ability to be free to be all God has called you to be. See, it's almost been 159 years since the first Freedom's Eve. And many of us were never taught the African-American history of the Watch Night Service. But tradition still brings us together at this time every year to celebrate how we got over. So hopefully you will keep that in mind, whether physically or virtually, you celebrate this coming New Year's Eve on Friday night. Well, we've been in the midst of a series that I'm going to continue on today called What State Are You In? What State Are You In? And I subtitled it, How Is Your Soul Doing? How is your soul doing? We all know we are three-part beings, spirit, soul, and body. And with this pandemic that is prevailing on, many in their soulish realm have been taking a beating, taking a licking, and we're still trying to tick on in time worshiping our God. I gave a principle number one when I started this series of, excuse me, of what you believe determines the condition of your soul. What you believe determines the condition of your soul. It's subtitled it, Because Believing Matters. Believing matters. And I'm going to encourage you to go to our website, themasterscall.net, and click on the previous messages that covered that principle number one. And we're going to go on today to principle number two, principle number two. And as I mentioned, I'm so blessed to be here in really in the town of DeSoto, which is right outside of Dallas, Texas. I'm blessed to be able to spend time with family, and so honored that my dear daughter, one of my spiritual daughters, Prophet Kai, is with me in the other room or covering the call. And we were blessed to go to service yesterday by her classmate in their School of Prophets, Todd. And Prophet Pastor Lisa Lampkin gave a message that just blew up a little outline for today. And God really took me another way as I got up this morning. I'm going to go with this principle number two. I want you to write it down. Principle number two. On what state are you in? How is your soul doing? Believe for God's best, but always remember that favor ain't fair, but favor doesn't always feel good. Oh, let me say that again. We've heard that favor ain't fair. I think our dear Bishop T.D. Jakes has coined that so well. But I love how Pastor Lisa, I told her I'd give her credit this first time, added on, but favor doesn't always feel good. I said, wow, that's an oxymoron. That's an oxymoron. That sounds like a wee bit of contradiction. But here's what she gave, and I put a little bit more meat on the bone as God was revelating to me. See, one of the main things that concerns the heart of God in this season, this pandemic season, this season where many have felt the pressure and the pain of this pandemic, is how well do we as believers handle our process? How well? That's the condition of our soul. Do we as believers handle the process, endure the journey, hold on to God's promises? See, when you think of favor, you think of fun and, oh, wow, God is doing awesome things. But we have some clear examples that will help balance us out for the journey. That favor doesn't always feel good. I can hear many of y'all going, what did you mean? Well, see, with favor first, usually comes rejection. That's the first cousin of favor. What do you mean? See, many people who receive favor from God often experience rejection from those you least expect it from. And it usually comes from the ones you care the most about. See, David received favor from the Lord and rejection from Saul. Saul, Joseph, one of our best examples, received favor from the Lord and rejection from his brothers. Paul received favor from the Lord and those who he was on his road to Damascus to honor what he thought was an edict that they would embrace, but he received rejection when he went from Saul to Paul, from the Pharisees, from the Sadducees. Oh, and Jesus received favor as our Lord but rejection from so many, even as a child, especially from those who knew him, because to them he was Joseph's son and just a carpenter. Often this favor will not feel good when being rejected by those you love and means feeling and being alone. See, another thing that happens when favor comes is jealousy shows up. You know that green-eyed monster. And it usually comes from another, well, close family members, because of favor, they don't want to hear it. And it doesn't feel good when you feel the jealousy and it shows up with God is rising up in your life. And while you're shouting and rejoicing, getting your praise on, giving God the glory for showing up with his favor in your life, there will always be others who are plotting and planning evil against you because of the jealousy in their hearts. See, this jealousy can come from family, just like it may come from your enemies. Again, remember in Genesis 37, this jealousy came on Joseph from his family, his very own brothers. Favor attracts the friendly fire from those who say they love you, but the spirit of jealousy will make them justify in their hearts why they have a right to plot to kill you. Kill your dreams. Kill your hopes. Kill your aspirations. And for Joseph physically, to kill him. Oh, favor ain't fair, but favor doesn't always feel good. See, after some of us have experienced rejection and others have experienced the jealousy, when the favor of God shows up, attacks start coming from everywhere. You know, like a bright light on a lonely country road, this favor shines bright and it attracts annoying bugs from all directions. Well, again, like Joseph, when favor showed up, attacks of evil came right behind it. From the receiving of the coat of many colors to being attacked by his own brothers being placed in a pit to receiving favor with Potiphar in his home being in charge of it to being attacked by his lustful wife desiring him and then being placed in prison. None of this favor ever felt good as the attacks from everywhere immediately came to steal the joy the favor was supposedly coming to bring. See, just like the sower and the seed found in Mark 4, favor will come in your life like receiving an award, a promotion on your job, recognition in your church or community from the seeds of service you have given. And this favor and promotion of acknowledgement for a job well done will often lead to attacks from everywhere. Immediately, the enemy comes in to steal your favor, the joy of the favor you have received. Oh, remember, favor ain't fair, but favor doesn't always feel good. And in this season, when many emotionally have not stayed balanced or stable and not stayed rooted, I've asked the question, what state are you in? How is your soul doing? With our principle number 2, believe for God's best. But always remember that favor ain't fair, but favor doesn't always feel good. Oh, in my last minute, so I know you're asking the question, Dr. B, how do I deal with the results of my favor? How do I handle the rejection that God's favor brings? How do I respond to the jealousy that God's favor brings? How do I react to the attacks that keep being hurled at me from all directions? The answer is quite simple. You often find it hard, but it's simple. See, worship still works. Come on, worship still works. Become the warrior of worshiping God's word. Worship him through affirmations and declarations. Worship him through singing songs which worship God in spirit and in truth. Worship him through quality time and prayer with petitions that only say what God says about you in his word, like David all through his life, and especially in the Psalms. Dive into worship. Get in the deep end and watch the glory of God show up and show out in your behalf. Remember how God said in Acts 13, that 22nd verse, and when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to bring them, to be their king, to whom also he gave their testimony. And he said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all my law. And why, you may ask, did God see David as a man after his own heart? When the scripture clearly outlines his many savory acts, like staying at home when he should have been at war with his army, following his lust and having an adulterous affair with Bathsheba, ordered her husband to be killed after he had only showed his loyalty to David. But when David worshiped God, he did it with everything that was within him. He literally would dive into deep worship and adoration of his Yahweh God. God was so pleased that always in times of trouble, David ran into the presence of God through the intense adoration of worship. He would survive by diving into worship, exalting God in high worship. See, yesterday my spiritual daughter said so many powerful things, but these two ingredients, as I close, went deep into my spirit. And so Pastor Prophet Lisa Lampkin said, I don't want to be driven to my knees by the cares of life. I want to go down on my knees out of a deep love and intimate relationship with God. And I'll add, because I love him so much, I want to worship him because he's so worthy of my worship and my praise. And then she went on to say, secondly, I don't want to be forced to be on my face. I want to choose to be on my face before God, all out of my deep love and adoration for God. When favor comes into our lives, worship should come even more. So what state are you in? How is your soul doing? Principle number one, what you believe determines the condition of your soul, because believing matters. Principle number two, believe for God's best, but always remember that favor ain't fair, but favor doesn't always feel good. Back to you, our dear host, whom I love dearly.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that on-time word. I will be calling you back for our benediction, but first let us go to God in prayer for our prayer request. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for this amazing woman of God. You know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we know you are doing the exceeding and the abundant more than she can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in her. We know, Father God, that you are covering our co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts. Father God, we know that you are keeping a hedge of protection around her. Lord, we ask that you continue to cover the Des De Leon Farm family and artist life in its entirety. Father, continue to keep our TMC family. You know every need. Comfort every bereaved heart, Father. You know sickness and disease are a name and must bow down to the name of Jesus. Father God, you know every desire of every heart on this line. You know every need, spoken and unspoken. And only you, God, only you can do the exceeding and the abundant more than we can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in us. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you, because we know that you have already done it and we don't have to wait for the manifestation. We can praise and shout hallelujah right now. So we consider it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. If you want to hear the playback for this call, that number is 712-770. That number is 770-712-412-432-1085, and the access code is 957 677 pounds. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 667-770-1525. That number again, 667-770-1525. And our speaker and host is none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and it is Inspirational Monday. And today we are starting to get the information for our fast. Our corporate fast and prayer are starting January 5th. Contact Dr. Pecola Roberts at 586-747-8000. Prayer partners assignments will be given tonight, Monday, December 27th at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and that call will be tonight on the same line that you dialed into for the TMC call. That number is 667-770-1523 at 9 p.m. Central Time. You will get your prayer partner. Please call Dr. Pecola Roberts if you are interested in participating in the fast, which starts on January 5th. That number, again, is 586-747-8000 if you want to participate in the fast. More details will be given this evening. Dr. Vanessa, again, excuse me, Minister Tiffany, thank you for being our psalmist this morning at Ozark 30. Minister Ruth, thank you for seating and greeting us. And, of course, Dr. Vanessa, thank you, thank you, thank you for that on-time word. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, ma'am, and thank you so much for all you do hosting the call today. Truly it is teamwork that makes this dream of God work, and we are going to keep encouraging everyone to get a little Holy Ghost conviction and be part of this fast on whatever level you can get in where you fit in, but you want to be a part of this corporate time of prayer and fasting. Father, I just thank you today that you're reminding us of that we need to make sure the condition of our soul is rooted and grounded in you, and that worshiping you in spirit and in truth through affirmations, declarations, decrees, singing songs, spiritual songs, doing and saying only what you say about us will usher in your presence and your power. So, Father, as we leave this call, but never, ever, ever your presence, we will let this word saturate, marinate in our hearts. And remember, this is a fixed fight. We've read the back of the book, and we know we win. So we'll do our part in the midst of the problems of this pandemic and see the prize of victory in you, the Jehovah Nisi showing up in our lives. And with everything we do and say, we'll give you, Daddy God, and you alone, all the glory, all the honor, and get yourself some praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out. Have a great day. Hope to hear many of you all in just about 3 minutes on our Inspirational Monday on Morning Motivational Call. Be blessed. Bye-bye.